You're listening to SBS News.
It's a landmark synonymous with Melbourne. But under a new proposal, the Yarra River could be known by a different name. A recent forum of business and government leaders is suggesting the Yarra River should be renamed Birrarung to acknowledge its Indigenous history. Acting Lord Mayor of Melbourne City Council, Aaron Wood, says it's crucial that Aboriginal stakeholders are engaged before the idea goes any further.
A non-Indigenous person may not think that a changing of a name is overly important. What we do know is it's a real sign of respect to our Aboriginal community members, and really what we should be doing is taking advice from them on any name changes.
He says it isn't clear whether Indigenous leaders even support the proposed name.
We have had pushes from our Aboriginal leaders to name other places. So we don't know whether or not this push is supported by the Aboriginal community. But any suggestion around this, I think it's important to have a look at, to go and consult with our Aboriginal leaders and consider it on its merits.
Acting Victorian Premier James Molino has dismissed the idea outright, saying the government has already taken steps to ensure the river's Indigenous heritage is recognised. He's told the Australian newspaper the Yarra is an icon of the city and the name is close to Victorians' hearts. Surveyor and explorer John Wedge named the River Yarra in the mid-1830s, reportedly after asking the local Wurundjeri people what the river was called. Legend has it Mr. Wedge misheard the reply of Yarra Yarra, which roughly means ever-flowing, and instead coined the term Yarra Yarra, which means waterfall. Public opinion on a name change is mixed.
It sounds like a pretty cool name, but yeah, that's a surprise that they wanted to change it. I don't see much of a point.
I think they should really ask the Indigenous people if they are fine with this, because at the end of the day, what that name is could mean a lot to the Indigenous people.
I reckon like a lot of visitors and like tourists and stuff, I think they would still... It'll be easier for them to pronounce it as Yarra River, because that's like what it's commonly known as. But I think like to put that into like apostrophes, I guess, as like known as the Birrarung River, like a dual naming sort of thing.
There are concerns a name change could have a negative impact on tourism. But Aaron Wood says that's unlikely.
Tourists coming to us when they visit the city and saying, we actually want to experience more Aboriginal culture. We don't see it as prominently as we thought we would. So perhaps this change in naming certain places after their Aboriginal names is something that our tourists are actually going to embrace, as opposed to find difficult.
Amy Hall, SBS News.